much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You smart. You very smart. We the best. You a genius. I appreciate you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
All right, you guys like impressions? Here's that guy Bob from Bob's Burgers. Hi, I'm Bob from Bob's Burgers. How about that show Archer? You watch that show Archer? Here's that guy Archer. Hi, I'm Archer from that show Archer. Now, what if those guys met? Hey, Archer, it's Bob. Hey, Bob, it's Archer. Thank you.
And now, Selenophobia.
What is fear of Mexican music stars?
No, but that's a great response. What is fear of the moon? Fear of the moon.
Our feature presentation.
That's unusually funny for somebody on that program.
That's a great Jeopardy answer, right?
Wow.
Selenophobia, everybody.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. It's February 4th.
Can you imagine being afraid of the moon?
No.
That's a thing, apparently. I mean, it's a thing enough where they have a name for it. So there must be people who have had it.
So you just train yourself not to look up in the sky?
I would guess so. Yeah. I guess you would just try to avoid it because it just freaks you the F out for some reason. But why would anyone, like, how would that start? I know that a lot of phobias don't make sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it. But how could a person begin to become afraid of the moon?
I don't know. Unless they think we're on a collision course or something. Like it might
maybe
end up hitting the Earth at some point. I don't know. Yeah. I don't.
Now, that's a great guess. Maybe so. Maybe that's what they're afraid of, is that that's they're looking at a certain doom heading toward them.
Oh, it looks closer tonight.
Look how big it is
we're
now.
We're in trouble. It's huge. It must be really close.
And then it would really freak them out on those times of the year when they have the big moon, you know, the harvest moon or whatever, based on the rotation and everything, when sometimes it really does appear bigger in the sky, and that's when they would be convinced it was coming at them.
And they would hear,
"You are all going to die tonight."
Exactly. Well, welcome into another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Thursday. I got a story I think you guys will possibly never forget today to get us started.
Now, is that good? Because that can go either way.
Mm-hmm. I am fascinated by this story because I don't know how it happened, but I think for some listeners, they will wish they had not heard this story.
Great. Okay. Do we have the option of voting along the way, like at key
points?
Like to
points? Stop?
Yes.
Okay.
At key, we need a safe word.
Okay.
At key points, we might need a safe word.
I think the safe word might be shut up.
Shut up. Okay.
That might be. It doesn't matter because I'm going to just tell the story anyway, regardless
of
what you say.
That's not how safe words work, Bean.
I'm going to introduce you to Sharia Darji.
Stop it. I'm out.
So far, you're out. Okay.
I'm sorry.
She lives in a town called Disa in western India. She is 12 years old. Cute little girl. And she has had more than 1,000 giant ants removed from her ears.
Oh God.
After doctors have found them nesting in her drum canal.
Oh. Stop it.
Oh God.
Stop it.
Sharia has had about 10 live ants crawl out her ears.
No.
Yeah, we've heard
every single day.
Will you stop it with that?
Nope.
Her problem first started as an irritation.
What was our safe word? I can't remember the safe word.
Shut up!
Last August, when she visited her local hospital, and doctors found the ants inside her ear canal. So far, doctors have removed hundreds of ants. But despite trying everything, the problem persists, and the ants continue to breed. I just posted a photo on my Twitter account, at Clyde Tumbaugh, of an endoscopic camera photo showing a doctor removing dead ants from the girl's ear.
Oh, that sounds like a great picture.
Doctors have tried everything from traditional medical aids. The parents have been to witch doctors, but the ants keep emerging. An ear, nose, and throat doctor says, "We have conducted all possible scans on the child, including MRI and CT scans, but they are all normal. We cannot find any abnormality in her ears. She is not experiencing any kind of pain. No damage has been found to the eardrums."
Let's go to a caller. Sir, hi.
Stop it!
The family lives a normal life. They have a healthy environment. We can't blame the living conditions. We've never seen anything like this in our medical history. Doctor explains that they have tried to suffocate the ants with drops, but they continue to breathe.
Why don't you stop talking? Why are you still talking?
Now, here's my favorite part of the whole story.
Seriously!
You knew
you
we'd
gonna
hate
stop
it?
This right now. You know that? Stop!
Right. We don't.
Stop! I cannot believe this!
But listen to this. But this part will get you. We don't believe the ants
got us.
We don't believe the ants are laying eggs inside the ear. We have not spotted a queen ant inside. We are completely perplexed. So if there's no queen and they're not laying eggs, where are all these ants coming from? How have there been hundreds of ants? Explain it to me, please.
I don't know. It's like a magic trick where all the clowns get out of the car. You go, nobody clowns can't fit in a car. Maybe she's a magician.
Her father, Sanjay, runs a small television repair business, says his daughter would sit in school and ants would crawl out of her ear.
Oh,
she's terrified the condition is getting worse and not better. I've done everything I can. I've taken her to the best doctors. They've failed to solve the problems. I'm worried about her future, how this will affect her study. She's a brilliant and happy child, but she's missed a lot of school. People in the school and the community are teasing her, making her feel bad. I want this cured as quickly as possible.
Little kid, are you enjoying this?
You're dead to me.
So it's not environmental. They don't seem to be laying eggs in her head, but nothing but ants. Just every single day, ants pouring out of her face.
I do not like ants. Mm-mm.
What's up, guys? Right?
Right.
What's up?
Yeah.
All right. So that's Sheree Darji.
Wow.
So please enjoy.
I feel like we need to go have a refresher course in a safe word. I feel like we really...
Did I miss a cue?
I feel like we tried to derail that, but you were not going to be derailed. Dave says maybe she's the queen.
Oh, maybe she's the queen of the ants?
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. If this were the X-Files, I guess that would be possible.
Who's hungry?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecher, shall we?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Nice.
Finally.
On the program today, we've got Citizen of the Day. We've got some great dumb crime stories. I love these. Just, people can be so incredibly stupid. You just scratch your head and say, how did you ever think? Probably they didn't think, but that would actually work. Got some great stories. We have tickets for Bottle Rock Festival. I'm going to give those to you today. We're going to talk to TV Guide's Michael Schneider. We're going to do a topic that we've talked about many times on the program, which is you watch a TV show, but it's sort of going under the radar and everybody else seems to not be paying attention to it.
And you can't figure out why everybody doesn't love this show the way you do.
Right, exactly. So maybe you'll get some new tips of some new shows to watch that other people are already enjoying.
Because that's what we all need, is more shows to watch.
That's correct, yes. And we're going to talk to Dr. Drew as well, who doesn't seem like he's extremely thrilled with Charlie Sheen's doctor, who says that he has cured AIDS. Apparently, Dr. Drew is not on board.
Well, he's a buzzkill when anyone else gets the limelight.
So we'll talk to him today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
That means it's time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday morning. Ralph, what have you done to your hair? It looks fantastic.
I cut some long layers.
Wow, looks good.
Thank you.
And no leather jacket.
You've lost some weight, too.
Thank you. I'm not wearing my leather jacket, so you
that
can
must
see
be what
more
it is.
Of my
it's
figure.
What it is.
It's
slimming.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And if you'd like to see my hair and my figure on Friday, me and my friend Kevin Smith, we get together at the Improv.
That's great.
We'll be down there doing our show. So tickets available at improv.com. We're going to talk all about this week's stories, all the funny things that happened, show some clips.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
So Friday night.
Thank you for talking about that.
Me and Kevin.
Got it.
Yeah. See, what I did was
we got it.
Said, all right.
Okay. All right. What else is going on?
Here's some news for Kevin Ryder.
Okay.
No surprise that there's a 9th and 10th film being planned for the Fast and Furious series. The last one, Furious 7, made $1.5 billion worldwide.
Wow.
Not bad at all. And you may remember that Vin Diesel dropped that the next title will be The Fast 8. Well, Vin Diesel yesterday said on his Instagram account there will be a 9th and 10th film coming in 2019 and 2021. No
I'm
word
blaming
yet.
Blaming you, Kevin.
That's some crazy planning ahead right there.
Right. No word yet on the plot lines, but the next film, Fast 8, will be out in April of next year, with the following ones, of course, coming then every 2 years. No word on the plot lines. Where else could they go, Kevin? You love these movies, but come on.
I mean, even
they've
been
to space, right?
They went to space. They jumped from skyscraper to skyscraper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They jumped out of airplanes.
Maybe not under the sea, under the ocean.
Under the sea?
Maybe.
See, I was thinking volcano, but you went
that too.
Deeper.
Both, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea where they're going to go with that franchise.
We should check his Instagram, see if anyone's giving tips like these.
All right.
Hot tips.
These are cold. I think it's hilarious they are pretending there are plots in those movies. Yeah.
That's a very good point as well. Well, what do you think about this? Seth Rogen, Zach Galifianakis, and Bill Hader getting together for a movie.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in.
Right.
Automatically.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you they will be playing a group of astronauts who get stranded in space for years in an upcoming sci-fi comedy, The Somethings?
I'm in.
I was in before even knowing about it, right?
I'm in with the actors, but now it sounds funny as well. And Bean's in on space.
Yeah, yes, I like it's it got so much. Everything. Well, The Hollywood Reporter says the fun begins when the three astronauts come upon another ship in space. But is it humanoids or aliens that they find? We won't know because the plot is under wraps.
And this comes out in 2029.
Comes out.
So put it in your calendars.
That is the date.
That's my John.
It's my John as well. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the guy that was pretending he was Bradley Cooper at Sundance. He would get let into all these parties. He is a 27-year-old guy who looks like Bradley Cooper.
Wow.
But they're opening the velvet ropes, just getting let right in, and then people
are
catching
up. Fans are running up to him, getting selfies with him. He's eating it up.
Absolutely insane. Well, I didn't know this. It's 27-year-old twins, Matt and Scott Katzenbach. Two dudes that are lucky enough to look like Bradley Cooper.
That's insanity.
That's not fair, is it?
No.
No. But here's where I just
Although it's a lot better than having one of them look like Bradley Cooper and then the other
That's
one look...
That's very true. You know. Like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, exactly.
That would...
Poor little bastard.
Oh, that's just so sad. Well, here's where I just went, oh, come on, you guys. They're so over it right now. Because they're being approached 2 and 3 times a day. And now they're having privacy issues. It's so hard for them.
Wait, didn't they just do this at Sundance?
Yeah, but now all of a sudden, people are looking at them thinking, oh, they're definitely Bradley Cooper.
Right.
These two men. What is happening? So now they're over it, they've had enough, and they're sick of looking like him.
Okay.
Well, you know, Kevin, that happened to you for a while when Mad Men was on, when everybody always thought you were John Hamm. They insisted they would come up to you and say, oh, John Hamm, sign this for me. Oh, I love your show. Remember?
But I was nice about it to people.
You were nice.
You were.
Yeah,
but
pretended to be John Hamm.
Of course you get tired
at
of it,
some
but
point.
It's really a blessing. Who can complain?
Yeah. Do you feel like maybe he needs another huge role so people are
probably
reinvigorated?
To differentiate the two. Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
I have hope for him. But I'm still being nice about it. Because
you are.
Because I feel like...
Not like these Bradley Cooper dicks.
Exactly.
Right? Come on, get it together, 27-year-old dudes that have the world handed to them. Very good stuff. I don't know about you, but I would love to go on vacation like a star, but not spend those celebrity prices.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, thank God for Ian Ziering. He has just launched a website called CelebrityHideaways.com, where normal folk can travel like Beyonce, Jay-Z, and George Clooney.
Okay.
But for less... Right?
A lot less?
I don't know yet. I don't.
Okay.
I haven't checked. Listen, I didn't say I have all the answers. That's the end of the story right here. That's the end of the story. Something for Kevin as well, because he loves Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
She will be joining NBC's The Voice.
Okay.
You want to know how she announced it?
With a topless picture in some magazine.
Close. She tweeted a photo yesterday of her licking the button on Christina Aguilera's big red chair. You know the chairs that spin around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she licked that button.
Because she's crazy.
Because she's crazy and she does that thing with her tongue. She's
her tongue. That's ridiculous how she does that.
Well, she'll be playing I guess she'll just be an advisor for the upcoming season. But the show did not say for which team. So they're keeping some things under wraps so we can get super pumped for this.
It's a big Linking My Button, though. That was real. I mean, that was a great movie.
I think that might be a different.
It's not the same
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
But Miley Cyrus was in it.
Oh, well, maybe.
Oh, well. That's disturbing. He was tickled with that one,
he was,
wasn't he? That's
what up, Juicy?
Oh. All of these stars were born today, February the 4th. Singer Alice Cooper is 68. Actor Rob Corddry, 45. Boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya is 43. 43.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He seems like he should be so much older for what he's accomplished, but his face tells me otherwise. Right? Such a baby
exactly.
Face. Good-looking dude. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 41. Singer Gavin DeGraw is 39. And friend of the show, comedian actor Hannibal Buress is 33. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Everything is coming up Coldplay this week. We just played the band right there. They're doing the Super Bowl halftime show along with Beyonce and perhaps other special guests on Sunday. And they've got two shows going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the Rose Bowl, August 20th and 21st. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets for free at 9 o'clock this morning for the first night and be on the standby boarding list to go see Coldplay in Rio de Janeiro. It's destination number 3 of the K-Rock World Tour 2016. And by the way, Allie, I know you watched the whole thing.
Yes.
But James Corden welcomed Chris Martin into his car for Carpool Karaoke on his late night show the other night. And we're going to play some highlights of that coming up in just a few minutes, too. It's very funny. And as you pointed out, Chris is so darn charming.
And so is James.
Yeah, totally. They both are very.
Yeah.
I think they're a hot new couple. That's why I'm just going to go out and say it. They look very much in love, and it looked like the most fun road trip ever. So we got some highlights of that coming
up. There is canoodling in it.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't use that word, but okay.
Total canoodling.
Right. AfroLite is a thing. 323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. This person has a compliment for us, which is rare.
Yeah.
Because most of the time we just get, slapped around. But Milana Weintraub came into the studio to talk about the Syrian refugees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This guy was listening to that and was surprised at our behavior.
Hey, Chucklehead. I got to say, I'm quite impressed. You guys handled your interview about the Syrian refugees quite well. She said Isle of Lesbos about 7 times and nobody rang the bell once. Very impressed.
I have to tell you that was one of the most difficult things I have ever done, was to not get into with the beautiful Milana about the island of Lesbos, which, by the way, is where the word lesbian comes from. I mean, that's the origin of lesbians, the Isle of Lesbos.
And it's also the island that all of the refugees go to. So
yes,
it's a really
exactly.
serious
very
topic.
Serious, yeah. It was, I accept your praise for that, sir, because believe
you
me, we were all thinking the same thing, man, is, we've got Lily from AT&T talking lesbians. This is the greatest day ever. Oh, wait, it's pretty serious.
Proud of you, Bean.
Proud of you, Bean. This listener has a suggestion for Allie, perhaps.
Hey, Allie. I was very upset to hear that you were sick these past 2 days, but I would like to give you a hand by rubbing paper rub all over your chest. And then my number is 909 in case she says yes.
That's a very generous offer.
That's nice, right?
Very generous.
And I mean, that guy.
I am feeling better. Should I fall sick again?
Okay.
I'd like to keep his number around.
So you've got his number in your phone?
Yes.
Just in case. All right. That's nice. That's very nice of him.
Yeah.
A listener put together some highlights of some podcasts and Allie's moaning reaction to different things. And it's pretty spectacular. The listener put it together and sent this in.
Oh, cacophony all over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Now you're talking. Go on.
All right. Let's hear some more.
Oh, the best. What? Yeah.
And that's...
defensive lineman.
And you what? Yes, exactly.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
Allie's looking at me like, I said any of that?
I love that in the middle you just hear defensive lineman. What?
Well, it's not important. The only thing that's important in that edit is you.
No.
It is.
God, that
trust
is
me.
Something I never want to hear again.
This guy disagrees.
Just listen to the SoundCloud listener posted of Allie moaning. I'm going to quote a great man here and say, Daddy Likey.
Oh.
By the way, that's not a great man that said that.
It is funny that you found out from that, Allie, that you enjoy this job so much more than you realized.
I had no idea.
You didn't even realize,
no.
Huh? How about that? Ralph is out sick today, so Allie's filling in for Showbiz. We got a few suggestions.
Hey, Allie, Ralph walks the Showbiz beat because you played a lot of cops. But when there's someone like yourself, when you got that great voice, how about something like, hey, in for Ralph Garman, I'm Allie McKay. Sexing up the Showbiz beat.
sexing up?
Yeah, take into consideration.
How about in for Ralph Garman, I'm Allie McAOK with the Showbiz Beat.
Don't love it.
I don't feel like that.
No.
Best one.
In for Ralph Garman, I'm Allie McKay, the Alley Cat. And the Showbiz Beat is perfect. And it sounded better in my head.
So we're throwing that one out as well, right?
I don't hate it.
In for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat, I'm Allie McKay. Okay.
See what he did.
Yeah. Stop while teacher. You're ahead, sir.
Yeah.
In for Ralph Garman, I'm Allie McKay. And then you hold up your thumbs like, upon A on the Showbiz Beat. Sit on it, Potsy.
Now that is very, very timely.
If you can end it with sit on a Potsy, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We were talking about sugar babies, which is basically college students that allow older men to pay for their college in return for perhaps certain favors.
Hey, party people. Heard you talking about sugar babies. I'm just wondering, I've always had a little crush on Chip. Would she be interested in being a sugar baby? I mean, she'd be half price, right? Because she's so small.
We'll talk.
That may work. I was surprised by that. This particular guy is giving us, I think, a great, great compliment.
You know, there are a lot of drive time radio shows that I could be listening to right now, but I just want to thank you guys because you guys are perfectly fine. You know? So keep up the perfectly fine work.
That is considered a compliment these days, according to Kevin.
That didn't exactly.
Hey, guys, I have a request. Can I request the Brooke Shields hang-up moment?
Aww.
Because it's just so sad.
It is.
Probably the saddest thing in the world. Hit it, Steve.
See, again, now, can the listeners say hit it, Steve? Do they have that control?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, as long as Steve hears the command, he can hit the button.
All right, well, the first one is her with the commercials involved, and you can hear her in the background, and then we've isolated just her in the second clip.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Reno Sound Square's two-week Black Friday sale going on now.
Yeah. All right, so that's how it sounded on the air, and now here it is without the commercial that cut her off. Oh. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen when I'm in L.A. I listen to you guys.
It's so sad.
It's so sad, and it makes me so sad because I did it.
I know.
She said thank you, and I thought that was...
I thought she tried to pay us a compliment.
I know.
Yeah. Of course.
I know, and every time I hear that, my heart breaks.
And just the trail just, off.
Yeah,
like,
she lost the will to live right there. She did. And so I guess I'm supposed to play this. I just can't stop hanging up on you. Because I love it.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. I'm listening
to Sound Square's 2-week Black Friday sale going on now. And I know you can be a celebrity or just an average joke. And you bet Kevin's hanging up on you. Oh, he just hung up.
Kirby Brand is our guest. You can find him at Church of Superheroes at Facebook. Thanks for the time, Kirby. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You could be Brooke Shields or Bono. You can be Megan Fox.
And it's always fun to catch up with you on the Kevin Beach Show. We appreciate you calling.
Oh, man, thank you very much. I look forward to see the film. So I think it's out. I'm telling you, I really do.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great weekend. Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye. I don't know if we'll ever have a chance to do this again, Sir Paul, but thank you so much for the time. It's a real honor to have you on the program today.
Listen, that's a really nice interview. So, I hope to see you at Big X.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for the call.
Make it a day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye. Oops.
Well, he was saying goodbye.
Dr. Drew Pinsky with his weekly visit on the program later on today, and you are minutes away from another chance to win tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stevie Wonder, and more. We'll tell you when to call in. That's coming up on K-Rock.
James Corden is one of our favorite late-night TV show hosts.
Love.
Allie, what was he doing before he got a late night show on CBS?
Just winning Tonys on Broadway.
Broadway actor, right?
Yeah,
Broadway. And a lot of TV in Britain, not
much
in America.
Yeah, a lot of hosting, a lot of fun comedy stuff in England.
Because I remember when it was announced, you know, you were wondering what big name was going to get that show after mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert. And when it was announced, there were a lot of people who were like, who the F is James Corden, you know?
Right.
There were a lot of people who didn't know who he was. But I think he has been delightful doing that late night show. He's really fun.
Absolutely. I don't use the word delightful, but if I did, I would use it for him.
Yes.
He does a bit called Carpool Karaoke, where he basically picks up celebrities and then they sing some of their own songs and some of other people's songs.
And it looks like they're really driving around the streets of L.A., too.
Mm-hmm. They are, yeah.
I think this one was shot in London, but James Corden is really driving them around.
James Corden comes pulling up, and he sees Chris Martin from Coldplay standing mm-hmm. there with a sign that says, get me to the Super Bowl. He needs a ride to the Super Bowl.
And yet I think I see you! Chris!
James!
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. Where are you going?
What do you mean? But you're playing at the Super Bowl. What?
No, I know, and I'm supposed to be there. I don't know where you're going. Is there any way I could get a little ride from you, or...?
To San Francisco?
Please, man, I'm desperate.
Shall we listen to some music and see what's on the radio?
No, James. Music, I think, is exactly what's needed.
So they sing that song. And then James references the fact that Chris Martin is going to do the halftime of the Super Bowl and questions his knowledge.
Do you know the rules of American football?
Yeah. You have 9 teams.
Right.
And 2 balls.
Right.
Wait a minute. No. So the pitcher gets...
He has to get a bad start.
He has to tee off, and then mm-hmm. it lands wherever it might land. And then it's 15 love.
And then if he gets it in the basket...
If he gets it in the basket, then it's 9 yes. points to the other team.
That's absolutely right.
And then at the end of it, they hand out bowls, and some of them are really super.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll give us one after this thing.
Yeah, I think they just give out Super Bowls
to everyone.
Willy-nilly, right? Look at the stars.
Look how they shine for you. So then, James...
By the way, I would watch that game. That game that they're describing,
agreed.
I want to
awesome.
See.
That would be pretty cool. So then James brings up that Chris Martin is good at talking mid-song.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Martin doesn't really know exactly what he's talking about, but it's based on somebody else.
Have you thought about what you're going to... Are you going to say anything? Because you do some good mid-song talking.
No, I don't, James. You're very sweet.
Mid-song, you do?
Really?
Yes! Is there anybody out there?
But that's stolen from Bruce.
Is there anybody out there?
But that's stolen from Bruce Springsteen.
Is it? Okay, so there's that.
Because he says... He'll be like, I got to ask one thing of you guys. Is there anybody alive out there?
And people go, yeah!
You're great at impressions. You do a good Mick Jagger.
I love going to see the Rolling Stones.
Say that as Mick Jagger.
I think my favourite band to go and see is the Stones.
Who do you look up to in the world of music?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
I look up to you too.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, incredible. No one will ever come close to doing what he did at that Super Bowl halftime show. Very difficult for anyone to match that.
Just drop me off here.
So then they start singing another Coldplay song, and James Corden, and this is what I would be a little afraid of, no matter how well you know a song, if you get the lyrics wrong, you're mm-hmm. sitting next to the guy who wrote the lyrics.
Oh, yes. A Few Cherished? Is it not?
Fine, man. If you want to
What is it?
A few Cherished...
Little bells are ringing.
Yeah, let's go with that.
What is it, though?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. What
but
is
it doesn't,
the lyric?
That's music.
Oh, no, I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing.
Yeah, that's what I sing.
That's what you sing.
You can sing whatever you like. I hear Jerusalem
bells are ringing. And then they sing this song.
We could be heroes just for one day.
Good song.
Oh, great song.
Thanks, Dave.
And Allie, why don't you set up the canoodling scene?
Well, they decide they're too tired to keep driving, so why don't they pull over into a motel, get some shut-eye for a little bit, and they're in the same bed spooning as you.
You've chosen the bigger bed.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious? Okay. Well, I guess you gave me a ride.
Both, so. I think we'll both sleep better.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. Oh. This is nice. When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Didn't see that ending coming, did we?
Nope. James Corden, Carpool Karaoke with Chris Martin from Cold.
Love that Cage the Elephant, by the way. Fun Same. Band. Got The Cure coming up, and also Cold War Kids, who were so fun on our show a couple of days ago. If you missed it, you should check out the podcast or check out krock.com. It's great to have those guys in. Welcome to a Thursday morning here on KROQ. Kevin, I understand you're going to introduce him to some new friends here, right?
Whatever you just said, yes.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I hate to be the one to have to spring it to you, but Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop 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 got arrested.
No.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah, he got arrested. This is Jeffrey Wilkes. In 2011, he literally changed his name legally to Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. And he was arrested for attacking a police officer. The officer is fine, but he went crazy. He tried to bite. He tried to punch. He threw rocks. He grabbed an officer's handcuffs. He was just out of his mind. And he tried.
Those are all bad choices.
And he tried to stab a cop with a pen. And then tried to get away, run away from the cops that he was trying to beat up.
Never going to go well.
Right?
What do you suppose is the mindset of changing your name to, say it again?
It is Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop, Bean.
What do you think? What's going on there, do you think?
I can explain.
Like,
thank you for asking.
Oh, fantastic.
Bezo explained that his first name represents, quote, the explosion of awareness of the interconnectedness of the infinite love in the universe.
Obviously.
Okay, so that's just the Bezo part.
Now I feel stupid for asking. Right? I didn't realize it's so obvious.
Doo-doo is the struggle of our daily lives with that awareness that with love comes chaos.
Okay.
So that's what doo-doo means. And then zoppity-bop-bop-bop. Is the outcome of that struggle, which often ironic, especially because all life ends in death.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
Okay, now I'm on board with the man.
I hate to tell you that he got arrested, but he did. Another idiot criminal was arrested for trying to steal a butt plug.
In use?
Nope. He told police he was too embarrassed to buy it. He had the money on him. But he was too embarrassed to buy it. Christopher Masters, 33, was arrested after a manager at Spencer's gift store reported seeing him stick these two items down his shorts and tried to get out of the store with them.
Incredibly common. I mean, anyone who's ever worked retail will tell you that that's the stuff that is most likely to get stolen, is the stuff that people are embarrassed to buy. Go to any drugstore and talk to them about how condoms get stolen all the time. People just don't want that eye contact when they walk up to the counter to buy, in this case, a butt plug.
And they sell butt plugs at Spencer's? That is shocking to me. Wow.
Well, here's what they were exactly. The sex toys were described as an aroused screw butt plug.
Okay.
And an aroused stroker can. And he put both of them in the front of his pants and walked out.
All right. Well, he had plans for the weekend, man.
And they charged him with grand theft butt plug. And then in Portland, Oregon, a guy stole a snake. But not just any snake, a 2-foot-long python from a Portland pet store last Friday. It was just, it went missing.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what happened to it. So they went back. They do have video surveillance. And they watched this guy. And he handed his car keys to his girlfriend. And she ran out of the store. And then he took the 2-foot-long python and put it down the front of his pants. Yes, he did.
Oh, man.
He put the python down the front of his pants.
Don't you have to think that through and go, all right, this might not end well. Like, that is possibly a very bad choice.
I think that's a given. Don't you start with this is a bad choice?
Yes.
And the owner of the store said that it was feeding day yesterday, so he was super, super lucky. Because had it been feeding day, things would have gotten much, much worse. And finally, cops say finger-biting Walmart shopper stole lube and panties.
I'm seeing a
trend. I'm seeing a trend here.
Definite trend.
The woman who works at
a I want to know what kind of Google alert Kevin has on his computer that he's getting all these stories.
The woman who was working at a strip club apparently has been convicted last year of attacking a fellow dancer with a shoe. Carolyn Wright is her name, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She was arrested early Sunday as an officer saw her swipe numerous items, including condoms, lube, and panties.
All right.
Two employees attempted to stop her from leaving the store, and this is when she went crazy. She punched one in the face. Somebody else punched her in the face.
Wow.
One of the officers, it was like a loss prevention officer, tried to reach out and grab her. She bit his finger off. She bit off his finger.
Dude.
His finger was not on anymore.
Yeah, I got it.
She bit it off.
Okay.
Don't stand in the way of that woman and her lube,
right?
Man.
If that woman needs lube that bad,
let her have it.
I don't know what kind of drought is going on down there, but whatever it is, if she's willing to bite off your finger, you let her walk out with that lube. Maybe give her an extra one.
What else is she willing to bite off? That's concerning.
That's concerning. And those are Kevin and Bean Citizens of the Day.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Cold War Kids right there on K-Rock. That is one of the bands you will be seeing Memorial Day weekend at Bottle Rock Napa Valley. This is a great event. This is the best in wine, food, craft beer, live music, including Red Hot Chili Peppers, Florence and the Machine, Death Cab for Cutie, Stevie Wonder, and so much more. We are looking for contestants right now. If you can call us at 1-800-520-1067, hang on the line for a couple minutes. We'll play a game for these tickets just after 7 o'clock. You will win not only tickets to the show, but also airfare and hotel accommodations. You can buy your tickets at BottleRockNapaValley.com or call K-Rock right now to win. In for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat, another look at what's going on in Hollywood with Allie McKay.
You guys, we've got some big Grammy news happening.
Big Grammy news.
We all know it's happening on February 15th. That's not next Monday, the Monday after, at 5 p.m. our time.
Right.
Which is so
everybody.
Exciting.
Live.
So
finally.
Exciting. Hosted by who, Bean? Why'd I ask? Oh, good Lord. That's his impression of LL Cool J licking his lips, although it sounds nothing like that.
No, and it really
watch
doesn't.
The show.
Yeah, okay.
See if I'm wrong.
Okay. Good times. Well, we all know who's performing, who they've announced. Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, Adele, James Bay. Huge, huge people. Well, now joining them, nominee Justin Bieber will be joined by fellow nominees Diplo and Skrillex. They're going to perform their Grammy-nominated hit, Where Are You Now? A little something for Dave.
Wasn't it
Dave's
last
into that?
Grammys when he started crying? What was it? Or MTV Awards? Remember when
I feel like it was MTV Awards. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Good stuff. Something for me. Album of the Year nominee Chris Stapleton. He's going to be joined by Grammy winners Gary Clark Jr. and Bonnie Raitt.
That tribute, would be fantastic.
Yeah, to legendary blues artist B.B. King. Huge. And something for Kevin.
Good.
Nominee Pitbull.
Oh,
to collaborate with Travis Barker, Robin Thicke, and special guest for an, quote, unforgettable performance. Pitbull is going to taint your Travis Barker,
that
Kevin.
Hurts. That's painful right there.
He's worldwide.
That's true.
He is worldwide, Ronnie. You're actually right about
that. That's a great, great point. Kevin, I don't understand your Pitbull hatred.
I can't stand him.
Because he's terrible, Ellie. I understand his hatred completely because he's awful, because he makes awful music. He's annoying on stage. He's got nothing to offer the world.
Thank you, Bean.
That's why.
All
and
of
by
that.
The way, how is Robin Thicke now back on TV?
I don't...
Didn't you think his career was
done.
Dead and buried?
Yes.
He had that album after the hit album that sold like 50 copies.
Yeah.
And was terrible. And remember, he did that whole drunk and high deposition thing? And I just thought, like, he was persona non grata in show business now. That's weird that he's invited to be a part of that.
Yeah. Pitbull.
Very confusing.
Travis Barker and Robin Thicke.
Well, I mean, one out of three I like.
Yeah. It might be great.
If they let Travis just drum?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how it might be great.
Well, we all remember Blac Chyna getting wasted. She was going to London. She had a stopover, I believe, in Austin. Apparently got super drunk. She was not allowed back on the flight. And then her boyfriend, Rob Kardashian, drove to Texas to pick her up. Strange story. Like you do. Instead of waiting a few hours and hopping another flight, he went to pick her up. But she is now woman enough to admit that she was seriously overserved at Austin International
Airport. She's admitting it.
However, she will not admit to using illegal drugs. They found the ecstasy tabs in her bag. She says she has no idea how those two ecstasy tablets found their way into her sunglass case, and she didn't even pack her own bag. And I believe her, because she then said, the hippest way to use the drug is powder form. I wouldn't even know how to find it any other way. Don't.
Does that help?
No, it does not.
When this story first broke, I thought, that's a terrible way to hide your drugs.
Right? In a sunglass
case.
No one will ever find them there. Oh, good, good stuff. Well, speaking of not drugs, but he did get caught vaping. Did you see at the SAG Awards that Leonardo DiCaprio was using one of the...
Did see that.
Would you call it a vaping machine? E-cigarette? What do you call it?
A vape pen.
And people were like, oh, my God, no, this
Leonardo
is horrible.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And the American Lung Association came out, and they were so upset. Well, now people are a little concerned because of the Oscars. The Dolby Theater has a no-smoking policy, and vaping is strictly prohibited.
Mm. So what's Leo going to do for 3 hours?
What's he going to do? Is he going to have to keep getting up and a seat filler? And worried. I'm really worried.
That's tough.
Something we're gonna keep on top of, you guys.
Look, he survived being raped by a bear.
He did get raped by a bear.
Survive an awards show for a night without smoking.
Story.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Good stuff. All of these people born on today, February the 4th.
Dr. Clyde Tumbaugh, the man who discovered Pluto?
Today
is his birthday.
Yep. Guitarist for Worse Thumb. Perhaps you know also The Offspring. Noodles! Yeah! 53 years old today.
Happy birthday, Noodles. We love you, man.
We love Noodles so much. Singer Alice Cooper is 68. Actor Rob Corddry, 45. Oscar De La Hoya is 43. Gavin DeGraw, 39. Natalie Imbruglia is 41. And comedian actor Hannibal Buress is 33.
In for Ralph Garman, I'm Ally McKay. And then you hold up your thumbs like, Stefan, hey! On the Showbiz Beat. Sit on it, Potsy.
Ow, what?
That's a tough way to wake up right there, man.
That is
scorching for 7 o'clock in the morning, isn't it? Your alarm goes off during that part of the song? That hurts.
It depends. Did you have a late night? Were you drinking heavy?
You know like
it's
I do.
Probably pretty tough.
Speaking of Red Hot Chili Peppers, they are one of the great bands you will see at Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival. This is a great event, Memorial Day weekend. We're giving away all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show airfare, hotel accommodations, and tickets to see the show, including other bands like Florence and the Machine, Death Cab for Cutie, Cold War Kids, Stevie Wonder, and so much more. We've got contestants on the line. This time the game is called Love is Blind.
Okay,
we're out of time. I'm sorry.
Love is blind.
Yeah, come on.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Are we done?
Oh, love is blind. Love is blind. Love is blind.
Come on. Thanks for joining us. All right, so...
On tomorrow's show...
Is the reason this game is called Love is Blind because Stevie Wonder is on the villain?
Yes.
Is that where it came from?
That is the reason. Although there's a lot of doubt as to whether he's blind or not.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard he's been faking it for 60 years. So all right. So Stevie Wonder is blind. This is how our thought process works in the meeting. Stevie Wonder is blind, so let's do a game called Love is Blind. Don't hit the intro again. And the answers will all include the word blind. Blind will be in all of the answers. That is your clue. If you get it right, you go into the drawing. Someone wins the whole trip, including airfare, tickets, hotel accommodations to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Who's our first contestant?
We have Diego in Pomona. Hi, Diego.
What it do, nephew?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling and thank you for staying awake during the intro. All right, again, blind will be in the answer. We have an audio clue for you on this one. This was a number one hit song back in the 1970s, although the song was originally written and recorded by the great Bruce Springsteen. What is the name of this hit song? Again, blind is in the title. What's that song called?
Blind Eyes?
No, I'm sorry. It was Blinded by the Light is what we were looking for this time around. But nice try anyway. Thank you, Diego.
All right, let's go to Carl in Woodland Hills. Hi, Carl.
Yo, yo.
All
right, Carl, listen up. Blind is in the answer. This kind of window treatment has horizontal slats one above another. Although the name sounds Italian, the earliest patents were actually taken out in England. What are we talking about here?
Hello, blinds.
I'm sorry, say again?
Teleblinds?
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for Venetian blinds. Venetian blinds is the word. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to James in Lake Forest. Hi, James.
Good morning. How's it going?
Going great, James. Well, you also get an audio clue released in September of 1992. This huge K-Rock song was performed by what group? Listen up. What do you got for me, James?
Blind Melon.
Yes.
You are correct, sir. Nice. You are in the drawing. You're one step closer. Very well done.
I like the enthusiasm. Let's go to Katie in Long Beach. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Katie, this 2009 movie starred Sandra Bullock as an NFL offensive lineman's story from his impoverished upbringing to his adoption to his position as one of the most highly coveted prospects in college and pro football. Very popular movie back in 2009 starring Sandra Bullock. It was called what?
Blindside.
Yes!
Yes, the Blindside it is.
By the way, that kid and the family of that kid are going to be guests of CBS at Super Bowl 50. We will see them on the TV this weekend, in fact.
All right, let's see. Our next contestant is Natalia from Simi Valley. Hi there.
Hi.
Natalia, how you been doing listening on hold so far?
I'm very nervous. I really want to win.
Okay. Okay. Playing for tickets for Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival Memorial Day weekend, you also get an audio clue. This is another very popular K-Rock band formed back in San Francisco in 1993. They had multiple hit songs, including Jumper, How's It Gonna Be, and this song. Balls, 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 balls. That is not helpful at all for our caller.
She's nervous and wants to win. Why would you do that to her?
Play the actual song for her. What's that band called?
Is it Third Eye Blind?
It is!
Nicely done.
Yay!
See, I didn't ruin it.
All right, you are also in the drawing.
Your buddy just climb off my ass. Rob in Menifee, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, Rob, blind is in the answer. See, because Stevie Wonder is blind, he's playing the festival. In flop-style poker games, there are often two forced bets that are referred to by these two nicknames. Again, we're talking about poker terminology here. What are the nicknames of two forced bets in a flop-style poker game?
Shoot.
Blind is in it.
Blind is a hint.
Part of the answer.
It sounds blind. Like
it includes the word blind.
It sounds like you're not going to come up with Big Blind, Little Blind is what we were looking for.
All right.
Sorry. All right. Thank you for playing. Anyway, by the way, update from producer Dave. Thank you for this. Michael O'Hare is the name of the player who was represented in the Blindside movie. I thought he was a guest. He's actually playing in the goddamn Super Bowl. He's on the Panthers right now.
Really?
So he has a chance. That kid from the Blindside has a chance to win a Super Bowl ring this weekend. So well done. Let's do one more contestant for the game.
This is Brandon in Covina. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Brandon, listen up. Blind is in the answer. Common versions of this mild visual deficiency involve the inability to distinguish between red and green, or possibly blue and yellow. What kind of eye condition are we talking about?
Colorblind.
Yeah, colorblindness, exactly. Well done. All right, you are in the drawing, my friend. So we have three to choose from, if I recall correctly.
Four.
James, yes. Katie, Natalia, and Brandon are all in the running. Only one will win the trip Memorial Day weekend for Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival, including Airtel and hotel accommodations. Who's our winner, please, Allie?
The winner is Katie.
Katie! Yay! Congratulations, yay! Katie! You won the
Thank
tickets.
You.
Have a fantastic time, and thanks for playing the game.
Love is blind.
Dr. Drew Pinsky with his Thursday visit coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll hook you up with more tickets to go see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl on August 20th. You know, I'm sad that Ralph is out sick today because he brought up a great topic on yesterday's show, which is, and I know it's been, you've seen the words peak TV in the media a lot lately because we are at the point now where it is literally, even if you don't have a job and you do nothing but watch TV, it's literally impossible to watch all the good shows that are available to us. I think I heard there are over 400 original shows on the air right now.
Wow.
Over 400.
I know in my TiVo, I'm three behind on that series and I'm five behind on that series. There's a lot of them that I have like that I need to catch up.
My my DVR just weeps when I come in. It just is like it's begging for relief. There are so many shows. And you're right, Kevin. There are shows that you hear about that you find yourself taping an entire season of and never getting around to. And you just at some point you just have to give up because you can't watch them all. And don't even get me started on all the Amazon shows that are great and the Hulu shows that are great and the Netflix shows that are great. I mean, it's impossible. So we thought it might be fun to talk about and everybody have the opportunity to promote a show that they love that they feel is not getting the attention it deserves because it's just getting lost in the shuffle because there's only so much room for people to have shows anymore. And we thought a great person to get us started on this conversation is our friend Mike Schneider. He is the chief content officer of TV Guide magazine, TVInsider.com. Mike, I know you carved out some time for us. You're very busy in New York doing some meetings and stuff this week, but thanks for coming on the show. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually looking for some, trying to hire someone who can write obituaries for me. If you know of any good candidates, then
I am perfect for that job. Are you kidding me? Well, Michael, we've spoken about this before, and your job is to watch TV, and there's no way you can even see all the things you need to on a regular basis, right?
Yeah. I think the last time I was there, I said I panicked every time you mentioned the amount of TV that's on. And you mentioned 400. Now, so there was 412 scripted shows on TV last year. That doesn't even include all the reality and unscripted stuff. There's over 1,400 shows when you count everything scripted, unscripted.
Jeez.
And there probably is even more. So
when I said the 400, that shows with scripts. So that doesn't even count like Ali watching Tiny House Hunters or whatever that show is called. Like that.
It's Tiny House Nation.
Exactly. Tiny House Nation, right.
Thank you.
So how frustrating must it be, and you deal with people in the industry all the time, Mike, who are doing quality shows and they just can't get any kind of lift off because it's almost impossible. I mean, a perfect example is probably my favorite show on the air right now is Manhattan, and it's a great show, but it's on WGN, and it's been very hard for them to get the word out that they've got original programming now, and that just got canceled. I mean, that's a perfect example of an outstanding show that I think died on the vine just because it couldn't get eyeballs to it.
Perfect example. And there's a lot of great shows that luckily are surviving because it's a new age and more people are catching up on shows later on Hulu and Netflix and all that. So shows like The Americans, which we've talked about.
That was one of mine as well. The Americans I love, but I don't know a lot of friends who watch it.
Yeah. But yet, luckily, it's still surviving because there are these new economic models that are keeping some of these shows alive. But you're right. I mean, there's too much TV, and it's a smaller base now because everything's so fractional. It's great. It's a great time to be a TV viewer because you've got the pick of the litter. Anything you want to watch is on now. But from a business perspective, it's really tough for these networks these days to get any eyeballs.
Yeah, and what is, I mean, what's a hit considered these days? And the reason I ask that is, like, I saw the numbers on the first night of The People versus O.J. on FX were the highest, am I right about this, the highest ratings they ever had on the network, and it was still only 5 million people, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the bar has been lowered, so, you know, smaller viewership now can be considered a hit, especially if you start to count longer term. So the networks are trying to look beyond just that first night or the first couple of nights. Now they're looking at who else is watching down the road on video on demand, who's maybe watching on streaming, and even further, can they sell it to Netflix and internationally as well. International, very important now for a lot of these shows. That's where you get additional eyeballs outside of the U.S.
If I tape a show like The Blacklist and then I wait, you know, maybe even a couple of weeks to have some time on the weekend to catch up, do they get credit for that?
You know, generally it depends. If it's within the first 7 days of airing, they'll get some sort of credit, and sometimes they can sell ads based off that. But, you know, they're rethinking all of this now, and they're trying to convince rating services like Nielsen to measure things longer term, and also on other platforms like Hulu or like on NBC.com in that case.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. If people are watching it, people are watching it. It doesn't really matter on what size screen. All right, Michael, do you have a couple of other shows? You mentioned The Americans, and that's a great show, but I almost feel like that show is popular to a certain extent. I think we're looking for things that are even maybe under that rung that really, really good shows that, in your opinion, should be more popular than they are.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of shows. I think you guys are pretty savvy. You guys talk a lot about TV, so I think your listeners are a little more savvier than probably most in terms of hearing of a lot of these shows. But, you know, shows that probably still deserve a little more attention are things like your buddy Rob Delaney's show Catastrophe on Amazon, which is coming back for a second season, which is fantastic.
So great.
Gerard Carmichael's show, The Carmichael Show, which is coming back for a second season on NBC.
All right, now let me stop you right there, because that we love that show. Yeah. We had Gerard on, and we just fell in love with him. Weren't there only like 4 or 5 episodes the first go around on that?
Yeah, yeah. It was almost like they were experimenting to see what kind of reaction they would get. They actually got a great reaction, and it's kind of a throwback to old style Norman Lear kind of sitcom from the 70s, where they're tackling heady subjects, but it's you know, very funny, and they do it in front of a studio audience, and they're hitting some big stuff like Black Lives Matter, but doing it from a really comedic perspective. And also, your buddy Dag, David Alan Greer, is on it.
Loretta Devine,
so that's a great show as well.
But that was one of those that was sort of hard to catch because they burned two at a time.
Right. It wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on during the summer, so it was a real test case. You know, that's actually 20 years ago, 25 years ago, how NBC launched Seinfeld. You know, they kind of gave it a test run in the summer and slowly brought it out to the world.
And look what happened to that.
Yeah.
Disaster, dog.
Whatever happened to that show?
This is our friend Michael Schneider on the line, Chief Content Officer for TV Guide Magazine. One of the shows that started this conversation on our air this week, Mike, was I brought up that I don't know anyone who saw Angie Tribeca, including me, yet it has a phenomenal cast and a great backstory and created by Steve Carell and his wife. And I don't know if – did they botch the launch of that, or what was the plan – what was the thinking behind debuting that in a marathon over 25 hours?
I think the idea was just to try to make some noise because, again, like we were talking, there's so many shows. How do you get the word out? So it was a gimmick. The idea was let's just premiere all the shows at once now that everyone's sort of used to binging – with the idea that people obviously weren't going to sit around and watch all 25 episodes at the same time. But now they're going to roll them out every week as well. So maybe you heard about the stunt and maybe now you'll check it out down the road. But that's a fun show. That was actually on my list as well because I mean, Rashida Jones, Jerry Burns, Dion Cole, great cast, very, very Naked Gun / classic sort of Farsi kind of show, Airplane-like. So that's definitely one that's worth it.
One of mine, I love the idea of that just because there's no other show like that on TV.
Right.
One of mine on the list was The 100, and I see that that's on your list as well on the CW. I'd rather have you tell people about it than me try.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe the quick log line is it's Armageddon with pretty people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
The CW. You know, it's basically way in the future, and because of you know, nuclear Armageddon, a bunch of survivors have been living up in space for you know 100 years, but that space station is about to be destroyed. So some of the criminals are sent back down to Earth to see if it's inhabitable and create a new world. And of course, turns out there have been people down there already, and it's just a lot of fun, and again, it's sort of what the post-apocalypse would look like with CW stars.
Yeah. It's impossible to get on the CW and not look like a model, though, right? I mean, like, in their post-apocalyptic world, everyone is hot.
Yeah. I think the CW is the model for the future.
Exactly. All right. Michael Schneider, Chief Content Officer, TV Guide Magazine. The website is TVInsider.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Franklin Avenue. We're going to continue this discussion, Mike, by inviting our listeners to call in with the show that they love that nobody they know watches, the show that they would like to give a shout-out to because it's great and the rest of us should check it out, like we have time to do that. But our listeners can call us at 1-800-520-1067. What show would you add to Michael's list that is a must-watch that most people aren't seeing? And you have a fun time in New York, man. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Like Dotto says, I love you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, this is going to be fun. Our listeners are going to drop some knowledge on us. TV shows that are not getting the acclaim they should. Great shows that you love but none of your friends are watching is the topic at 1-800-520-1067. Allie, what was your suggestion? You had one you wanted to bring to us.
I have two. Peaky Blinders, which is my favorite show, and you guys get so mad because I talk about it so much, yet you're still not watching. 1920s Gangsters in Birmingham. Cillian Murphy. You've got Tom Hardy season 2. It's on Netflix. It is the greatest show ever.
No, okay. I'm not in
it's
on
not
that.
The greatest show ever,
it
first
is.
Of all.
It
now,
is.
But let me ask you this, because it does have an appealing concept based on what you just said. If I loved Boardwalk Empire,
for instance,
would I enjoy Peaky Blinders?
You will enjoy it so much more because it's got accents.
It's got accents.
Okay. Yes. It's, all right. And it's just so good. Trust me on this. You will love it.
All right. Peaky
Number two is Togetherness.
Togetherness is so good.
It's the best show. It is so relatable. It's this couple, and then the wife's sister moves into the house. Amanda Peet moves in, and it's Mark Duplass. And Melanie, is it Linsky?
Yes. She's adorable
who's
and
just
heartbreaking.
Wonderful. And then his best friend winds up moving in, out-of-work actor, Steve Zissou, he's so phenomenal, so funny, but it's so heartwarming and it's so charming, but it'll make you laugh out loud. It's so good.
That's a good tip right there. Togetherness on HBO.
Pull Me in Newport just tweeted one that I watched. Mm-hmm. I watched late, but was amazing, and you should go back and check it out, which is Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And I feel like not that many people that I know watch that.
And that got a lot of love. I think that won a Golden Globe, in fact, for best
deserves
series.
Yeah.
Listeners writing in on Facebook. Jose says Vikings on the History Channel is an awesome show that nobody seems to be paying attention to that I love. Jesse writes in Man Seeking Woman, which is a very funny show with Jay Baruchel. We've had him on a couple of times. Let's take some calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. And let's start with AJ. He's in Sherman Oaks. He's on line one. He's got one that I've heard great things about. I haven't seen a second of.
Hey, AJ.
What's up?
Talking TV shows that are great that nobody seems to be watching.
Yeah, I got to throw some love out for Bloodline on Netflix.
Yes.
Heard great things, haven't watched one.
Yep.
Now, this is the one that stars Kyle Chandler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kyle Chandler. And if you haven't heard about Ben Mendelsohn, you got to get on this guy's boat. He's Australian, but he's one of the most amazing actors I've ever seen. He's in the new Rogue One Star Wars movie, and I think Spielberg just picked him up for Ready Player One as the villain in that, too.
All right.
Wow. He's blowing up. Okay, so Bloodline on Netflix. All right. That's a great tip, sir. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Cameron Canoga Park. He's on line two.
All right. Cameron, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi.
Hi. So The Man in the High Castle.
That's an Amazon show, right?
It's Netflix.
Yeah.
Amazon?
Is it Amazon or Netflix?
I watched it on Amazon. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, okay. I think it's Amazon. I think it's one of their originals.
Is that the one where Hitler's still alive?
Yeah, it's basically if the Nazis won World War II along with Japan.
Oh,
see, I love alternative history shows. I love them. I mean, this sounds like it's right up my alley. That's a great tip.
Is somebody drunk telling me about it? Because I like drug history, but not really.
Thank you, Cameron. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Melissa Santa Fe Springs. She's up next. She's on line three. She's going to suggest a show I have never heard of.
I haven't either. Melissa, hi.
Hey, guys. It's called Playing House, and it's on the USA Network. Playing House. No one's heard of it because I can't convince anyone to watch it. Mm-hmm. But it's adorable, and it's about two best friends, and the one best friend moves home to help the other one raise a baby. and it's
I am
going to
say that I don't think any of that happened. I'm not sure there is a USA Network, and I don't think there's a show called Playing House.
Was this was this on the internet first by any chance, Melissa?
No. No, and it's coming back for season 3. It just got picked up, and it's got Keegan-Michael Key and Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham. Great cast. And it's really funny.
I can't believe it's coming back for season 3, and I've never heard about it. That's embarrassing. All right, thank you, Melissa. Great tip. We appreciate it. Let's go to line 4, please. Lindsay in L.A. She has a new show that I have heard great things about, but I haven't seen either.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. What show?
It's called Teachers. It's on TV Land.
Teachers.
Now, TV Land is not a network that most people even think of for having new original shows. That's the rerun channel mostly, right, of classic TV.
Yes, exactly. And it's awesome. It's hilarious. It's
and amazing. is my girlfriend Allison Brie involved in Teachers somehow?
Yeah, she is. She is. Yeah, she. I think she produced it. I don't think. Create it.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I got to check it out because I love me some Allison from Community and Mad Men. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Hollywood. Line 5 is Connor. He's got a great suggestion. We're talking about TV shows that no one seems to be watching that you love. Hey, Connor.
Hey. So I've seen this show on Comedy Central, and I've actually watched it on Hulu, but no one seems to be talking about it. I really don't want it to get canceled. It's called Review. It stars Andrew Daly.
Yes.
Yes. It's great. We've had him on to promote it. You are talking to a room full of fans here. We've seen that show. We love that show.
Oh, great. Yes. I just want everyone to know about it because the stuff they do on that show is just
Funny.
It's not like anything else. It's just
For folks who don't know, this is a guy who will accept any challenge. So somebody will write in and go, hey, what's it like to be racist? And then he'll go out and do racist things so that he can report back on whether it's a good experience or not. Or what's it like to get a divorce or to rob a bank? I mean, it's like the craziest things. And he turns down no challenges. And it is so damned funny. All right. Great tip. Thank you very much for the call. All right, let's try Samantha Thousand Oaks, please, line 7.
Okay, but then I want to go back to Rocco because Rocco has a suggestion that I thought I was the only person who had seen it. Samantha, hi there.
Hey, yes, Black Sails on Stars.
Black Sails on Stars.
Pirates, gold, Long John Silver is in it. Lots of attractive people, naked a lot.
Okay. You got me, Samantha.
Is that the winner? Are we voting for a winner?
Yes.
I wasn't expecting a pirate show to pop up, but if they're attractive naked people, I guess
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Is the producer.
Oh, all right, then we're out. Then we're out. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
No,
then
it's still in. I'm
no.
still in. It's
out.
Loud.
Out.
It's loud. It's
loud.
It's loud. It's got
loud
hot,
and naked.
Hot chicks, right.
Thank you, Samantha. All right, let's go to your friend, Rocco.
All right, Rocco. Good morning.
What's up, guys? A Showtime series called Banshee.
Now, I see that advertised, but I don't know what it's about.
Oh man, it's one of the most brutal shows I've seen, hands down, my favorite. And there's plenty of sex and grotesque violence. So
yeah, it's on Showtime. It's usually on Showtime late at night, and it comes on right after a series that I used to watch called Cinemax. I'm sorry, a show that I used to watch called Strike Back, which is the same.
Strike Back was one of my other favorites.
Right?
So maybe you guys could go to lunch or something.
You guys should live together or something.
I'm available, what? Dude, if you want an apartment, let's do it.
What is Banshee about, Kevin?
I'm going to let Rocco explain it. I haven't watched as much Banshee as Strike Back.
Kind of long story short, all you really know at the beginning is this guy's getting out of prison after 9 years. He's going to track down his girlfriend, and he's pretty relentless in doing so. Then he gets to this town and kind of assumes the identity of this sheriff that was supposed to show up and never did, and then all hell breaks loose.
Wow, he did such a better job than I would have. Nice.
Well, new season premieres April 1st of Banshee, by the way, if people want to get on board. All right, let's do one more. This is Dave in L.A. He's on line 9. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Hello.
Hey guys, this is Dave.
Is this the King of Mexico?
Is Blue Bloods on CBS?
Oh, Dave!
There's nothing like spending your Friday nights at home.
What's wrong with
hanging out with Tom Selleck, his awesome mustache, a new kid by Donnie Wahlberg, Bridget Moynihan. She's
Dave,
hot.
You're not
so
85
good.
Years old. You're not calling in to tell us about the Tom Selleck cop show.
Oh, come on! It's so good, though.
My mom.
You and my
it.
You
so
and my dad are the only people watching that. And Allie's mom. That's it.
Dave, Bean's dad,
needs
and Allie's mom
home on Friday nights and watch.
I'm watching Dateline on Friday night.
Because, you know,
like
murder.
Goddamn American.
Because murder. All right. Never call us again, Dave. And now, a moment with Bean.
Welcome to a Thursday morning here on K-Rock. Kevin, I understand you're going to introduce him to some new, to some new friends here, right?
Whatever you just said, yes.
That was a moment with Bean.
That is, it's not quite heavy birtation, but it's heavy birtation adjacent.
It is, yeah. You're next door.
I am next door. And I'm knocking, man. All right, it is 7:56. Ralph is out today. Ali's in with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on? What's new? What's happening? What's the latest?
Well, last segment, we just talked about all of our favorite shows that we want more people to watch because we want them to stay on the air.
Right.
Right? Well, we also mentioned one of Bean's favorite shows. And sadly, it's done.
Oh.
It's finished. Manhattan, which was on W... Yeah. Sad times. It was on WGN America. They have pulled the plug on Manhattan after two seasons. What was it about, Bean?
Well, it's about the Manhattan Project. It's about the scientists in the desert building the atomic bomb in a race to try to end World War II. And it's got that great historical backdrop. There's all that history involved and the real-life science behind it, which I find so fascinating. And then they just populated it with just all sorts of great characters with interpersonal drama. And there's German spies on the base. And, Kevin, you would have loved this show. And it's one of those shows that's so frustrating for me because everyone who watched it loved it. I mean, it was really, really good. It just – it's tough for – WGN to cut through, you know?
I sort of felt bad for Bean because he told me 100 times that I would love that show. I just never got around to it.
Well, I've told you 100 times about Peaky Blinders.
That's too much,
nothing.
Though.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I have a permanent lifetime ban on Peaky Blinders in my house, thanks to you.
You are horrible.
There's a point in which it's promoted too much.
It's the best show. Peaky Blinders. Two seasons.
Well, you got the tattoo
on
your forehead. I said, that's just too much. It's ridiculous.
I have a lot of forehead, so might as well have something covering it. I want to interest you in maybe some shows that could possibly happen because they have ordered pilots.
Okay.
So to make up for Manhattan being gone, how about this, Bean? CBS has officially ordered a pilot for an updated version of MacGyver.
I never watched that show. Allow it.
Well, here's the thing. MacGyver, of course, he would make things out of gum, Swiss Army knife, rubber bands, get out of sticky situations using these everyday products. But wouldn't you be interested in his backstory? What about when he was a 20-something new recruit for a secret organization? You see him learning his trade, improvising with all those different things.
That sounds interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I'd be into that.
The only thing is about MacGyver is it's been off for so long and has been so well parodied on Saturday Night Live with MacGruber that it's almost like it's a joke now. You know what I mean? Like, how do you now take MacGyver seriously if you want to revisit the well?
Well, then I have something for you, Bean. CBS has also picked up a drama series pilot called Bull, which will be about Dr. Phil McGraw's early career.
I'm in no way.
What?
Man.
Who wants this?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What network?
Was head of a CBS.
That sounds great.
Network.
That sounds fantastic.
That is good.
We love it. Is it on now?
Not yet. They have ordered a pilot. It's going to be about when he was the head of a busy trial consulting service. He will not only
just before he lost his medical license.
Yes,
does it say?
Yes, I believe it was. He will not only be an executive producer, but also reportedly one of the writers.
Wow. Oh, so at least it'll be fair and balanced.
What?
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
You're right about that, Dr. Phil.
And
will
finally,
he have hair? Does it go that far back?
I hope so. Absolutely. And NBC has decided to do a pilot based on the 1999 film Cruel Intentions, which starred Sarah Michelle Gellar, Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Phillippe, and Selma Blair.
Great movie.
Here's the interesting thing. TV Line reports that the drama will pick up 15 years after the original film wrapped up, with Sebastian and Annette's son getting introduced to a world of sex, money, power, and corruption, which is interesting because Sebastian died at the end of the movie and there was no word of a son. So,
spoiler alert.
Was she pregnant? Well, come on. If you haven't seen Cruel Intentions from 1999.
That's on you?
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds like it might be all right.
That's a good twist. Sure. All right. All of these people were born today on February the 4th. Alice Cooper, 68. Rob Corddry, 45. Oscar De La Hoya is 43. Singer Gavin DeGraw is 39. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 41.
guitarist for the Offspring, but you know him best from Worst Thumb, Noodles. A very handsome 43 and comedian, actor Hannibal Buress is 33.
In for Ralph Garman, I'm Ally McKay, the Alley Cat. And the showbiz theme is perfect. And it sounded better in my head.
Linkin Park, 21 Pilots, and the Offspring in honor of birthday boy Noodles, all coming up this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we're going to make some time for your telephone calls, too, for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. Should we open up the phones right now?
We can, sure.
People want to call? On any topic, if you've got something on your mind that we are not discussing that you think we should be, or if you've got a question or comment about the show or something in the news, or you want to talk Super Bowl, whatever it is, you can give us a call. Kevin and Bean's What's Good right now at 1-800-520-1067. All right, I got a great story for you guys. I'm trying to think, Kevin, if this has happened to us. Have we ever been involved in a broadcast where we started laughing uncontrollably at a very inappropriate time?
Wow. Yeah, a lot, but I don't know that it came through a lot of the time.
I can't think of that happening to us, but it's pretty common.
You mean at an inopportune time when it's the worst thing you can do?
Yeah. Yes, that when it's not a funny thing that you're talking about, but for whatever reason, something that might have happened off the air or something that happened earlier, you just get the giggles. How about you, Ally? Did that ever happen to you in all the years you were on TV?
Luckily, I did the fun features, so it was never serious news. But there have been situations where I call them the church giggles, where you should not be laughing, and then it makes you laugh more. And then you've heard my laugh.
Then,
it's like a seal being clubbed. It's just not good.
And, of course, it happens to people who aren't broadcasting too, just people, you know, sitting around the table and something awful is going on, but for whatever reason something catches you. Well, this is a lady who was on TV. She is part of the Channel 3 News in New Zealand. Paul Henry is the main presenter on that show, and she is Hilary Berry, and she does the news. And she is coming out of a story about a guy, a serious story, by the way, a guy who was convicted of stalking a woman by going into her house and pooping on her floor. Okay?
Oh no.
And
wait, that's considered stalking?
Yes, in this case it was. So you're going to hear the report in the field of what's going on with the guy, and then you're going to hear her reaction to it and how unfortunate the next story is that she then tries to read on the air.
Oh, no.
It's no bueno.
Diplomat Mohammed Rizalman will be sentenced today at the High Court in Wellington on an indecent assault charge. Rizalman pleaded guilty, but there were still disputed facts over why he followed Tanya Billingsley home. Emily Cooper reports.
Mohammed Rizalman once had an untainted two-decade-long career in the Malaysian military. Today, he'll be sentenced for indecent assault. In November, he admitted following then-21-year-old Tanya Billingsley home. He said he'd had an emergency defecation situation and needed to use her bathroom, but the judge in the case found he had a sexual motive.
Okay, so he's claiming the fear. He's claiming emergency defecation situation.
Which is good.
Great band. The judge disagreed, by the way, and considered it assault on the woman and said that he was doing it. He showed up at her house with no pants on, okay, to make this
check. Well,
all right. So now the newsreader, now Hilary Berry, is coming out. She's heard about the emergency defecation situation and loses it.
Emergency defecation situation.
Anyway, carry on, Hilary.
I think I'm having one myself.
All right, so I think I'm having one myself. She's losing it. But now she realizes I'm on live TV. Something. I still got to read the news.
I'm next, right.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next story going to be?
Because this next story is so tragic, I cannot be laughing. Right. Investigators believe a bomb caused the explosion on a plane which has just taken off from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, and one of the 74 passengers on board was sucked out, which is terrible. And I'm not laughing at that. As the plane was at relatively low altitude, there was no violent decompression and it held together. No one is responsible.
She's talking about a guy getting sucked out of an airplane. Maybe you saw the pictures on
that
the internet this week about
a week ago or something, right?
This it would have like 2 days ago.
2 days
that,
ago.
That Somalia plane that has the hole in the side of it. A guy was sucked out of it, right?
Man.
But she's coming on after the emergency defecation situation. So, by the way, we're playing the Troom Friday night. You really should try to see them. And she cannot hold it together. She's reading the story, and she knows how bad it is.
Oh,
I mean, she even said, I can't be laughing at this story, but she can't stop.
Today could be the day I lose my job. Still, I'd get to Lyon. Right. Severe storms are again hitting the United States.
So then she recovers and she moves on. But I can't. I mean, look. Right, Anderson? You know what it's like. Sometimes.
Anderson? Right.
All right. That's right, Anderson.
Sure.
All right, pull it together.
All right, we're going to take some calls next for Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Call on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. Come on, Anderson. Be professional. All right, looking forward to this. Your calls at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for What's Good. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do it this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
What's good indeed? Let's get to as many calls as we can. Thank you all for holding on. Daniel, don't go away. We want you. Nancy, please don't leave us. Eric, we'll get to you in a minute, too. Let's try Jimmy in Beverly Hills to get us started on line 7. By the way, who's listening to us in Beverly Hills?
Jimmy.
That's weird. What's up, James?
What are you doing up here?
What's going on? You tell us, man. What's good?
Hey, man. So I overheard there was this new law that affects radio station play and will eventually affect Block Party weekends. You're not allowed to play three consecutive, or even if it's not consecutive, songs by one artist in the span of 4 hours.
Wow. Where did you hear that, Jimmy?
I actually heard it on another radio station.
I'm not sure that's true. I think somebody may have been funning you, but as long as Two for Tuesdays are still okay, then I think we'll be fine.
And we're in, right?
And we can still we can still put some Zapato step and get the lead out. As long as we can still do that, I think we'll be all right.
I'll be happy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Wow, if they start banning block parties, then what? All right, let's talk to Nancy in Monterey Park. She, ladies and gentlemen, is going to Super Bowl 50 this weekend.
All right.
Lucky.
How
hey, Nancy.
About that? Are you just calling to brag, Nancy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Tell us the story. How did you get tickets? It's very difficult to get Super Bowl tickets if you're just a fan. Do you have some sort of a hookup with a sponsor or something?
Nah, I just went to StubHub.com and I'm like, you know what? I've been a Panther fan for 13 years. I gotta go.
You've been a Panthers fan for 13 years. What has it been like for you for until this season? Was that a pretty tough ride?
It was a very tough ride. It was. It was pretty sad most of those years.
Yeah, no kidding. And what do you... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm supposed to work this weekend at a pizza place where it gets super busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm really sick. I can't go in.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm going to Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then the camera will show you in the crowd because you're going crazy.
And I think it's a great move to go on the radio to announce that you're going to be sick and miss work this weekend and hope to get away with it.
You sound a little congested, like things are going wrong.
Exactly. You know, it's coming out of both ends.
Okay. Oh, Nancy. All right. Well done.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So the Panthers almost won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, right? So they've been good for a while, and Cam is your man. And what's your level of confidence for this weekend for them to beat Denver?
I'm so confident. I know we can win this time.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. Have a good time, and I hope you feel better.
On Monday when you get back.
Right, exactly. All right. You guys want Daniel North Hollywood?
Yes.
We do, yes.
We all watched him on TV Tuesday night, and now he's on our radio.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys, and Allie, how's it going?
Good. Hey, you were in The People versus O.J. Simpson on FX.
I was. I was the cameraman that scaled the wall and got footage of O.J. getting arrested.
You're
oh,
a son of a bitch.
When he was handcuffed.
When he was handcuffed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh.
All right, now, is that based on a real guy at the time who had the wherewithal to scale the fence and take that shot?
It is. Someone actually did that. Apparently, somebody broke the story right before that, so he's not the one that broke it. Mm-hmm. But there really was a guy that scaled the fence and got that footage.
I started looking into this because there was so much information that I didn't remember or didn't know, and it's based on a book written by Jeffrey Toobin, I think is
his
name.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, the run of his life, yeah.
And they really did research this into the ground, and pretty much it's the way it happened. Didn't you have a line, too, Daniel?
I did. I said OJ's a suspect.
And yeah, you got back in the news van.
Back in the news. I got it. Hold on.
OJ's a suspect.
Come on! Damn! Standing O!
Now, did they use you again as part of the news crew that's out in front of his house all the time? Later in the series, will we see you?
They didn't. I was hoping for it, but I'm hoping for previously on.
Oh, previously on would be awesome if they use you in the trailers. And okay. how about a spinoff of your cameraman character? Like maybe that's the next big FX series.
I think so. If Ryan Murphy's listening, it could be cameraman the musical.
Well, I'm sorry, cameraman the musical.
You did a great job on Tuesday night. We enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Ugh. All right. Let's go to let's try Eric in Orange. He's on line 6, please.
All right. Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's good? Hey, it's me.
Yeah, Eric.
What's going on?
What's happening, man? What can we do for you?
I think we need to talk more about Allie moaning on the air.
I think we're good,
yeah.
Eric.
We weren't aware of this so much
we're all right.
A listener who was listening to podcasts put that together.
Yeah.
We could play it again if you want to hear it.
Yeah, we're good.
This is
I kind of think we need to get the Gregory Brothers to songify it or something because it's pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
That would be pretty cool. This is what a listener edited together from podcasts that he was listening to, and it's just nothing else matters except for Allie's response. So you hear a lot of words cut off and stuff like that, but it's all about Allie.
Oh, Duchovny all over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Now you're talking. Go on.
All right. Let's hear some more.
Oh, the best. What? Yeah.
And that's...
Defensive
lineman. Yeah. Oh, you what? Exactly. That's
dear God. I hate it so much. I'm glad
Eric,
you like it, Eric.
You finished, or do we need to play it again?
Oh dear.
I don't know. I mean, we have enough footage of Allie doing that, and she's only been on the show for 8 years.
Yeah, well,
right.
Exactly. And Allie, hey, I don't mind if you moan.
Eric!
Yeah. Oh,
stop!
Bean, tell me about our favorite new woman.
This is a woman named Claudia Castillo. She is from Miami, and she's driving down the Dolphin Expressway in Florida on January the 29th, which is over the weekend. And she sees a police officer zip by her at what she thought was over 90 miles an hour. Now, when I see that on the road, I think that police officer is on official police business, and there are reasons sometimes why an officer does not want to alert the suspect ahead so you don't put on your lights and your siren.
That's my assumption. Something big is going down.
Right.
Right. It's police doing police stuff is what goes on in my mind, and I'm not in the need to know, and I'm sure they're professional and they know what they're doing. Well, Ms. Castillo did not feel that way. She thought it was unsafe the way the police officer was driving. And she wanted to find out what the hell was going on. So she attempted to catch him.
Yes!
Nope.
On the highway.
Love it. Love it.
So she started going faster and faster and faster and pulled up next to him and was flashing her lights and was honking her horn and was motioning for him to roll down the window. And he just kept on going. And she just kept on going. And eventually she got the officer to pull over.
What?
Yes. So the officer pulls over. She pulls over. Now she's rolling tape on her passenger side car window as the police officer comes up to speak with her. How do you think that conversation went?
I don't know. She had to be in trouble, right?
Maybe she said to him, do you know why I pulled you over?
That would be funny.
Yes.
So you think the lady who pulled the cop over is going to be in trouble, Kevin, because she was, what, in your mind, she was speeding and driving unsafely?
Yeah, or interfering with police business or whatever.
All right. And Allie, you think that the police officer is going to get a what for?
I think she sounds like the type that would be like, what are you doing? If she's already rolling on her camera.
Yeah.
She all sounds right. nuts.
Let's go to the tape.
The reason I pulled you over today and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto.
Okay.
And you were pushing 90 miles an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yes, and because I was going right behind you,
okay.
and you passed me at, you know, I was going, what, 35 miles an hour down Miller. You passed me like I was standing still.
Okay.
Then after that, you got on the ramp, and we went past Bird Road. I pushed 80 to try and catch up with you, and you were still, I was still, you know, eating your dust. You were leaving me behind, and okay. I was going 80 miles an hour. And I just wanted to know, what's the emergency?
All right, what's the emergency, you guys?
Wow.
Oh,
he keeps saying, okay, okay, okay.
Kidding. And she essentially did say the
yes.
reason I
She's dressing him down.
Oh.
What's now, the emergency?
Boy, see, what's the emergency?
I'm going to say he seems very level-headed at this point. So I think he's going to say, I was on lunch.
And that's why he was going 90?
Yeah, he wanted to get to lunch and get back to his shift.
Oh, you got to get those Chick-fil-A when they come right off the burger, man.
My guess is the fear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Really? Full on, got to get someplace right now.
But if he's got the poopies, he's not going to pull over to come talk to this lady there. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, he is basically yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
He is.
Wow.
But he's also smart enough to know that he might be in the wrong and that he is on video with a citizen. And we have seen so often how poorly those things can go.
Right.
Encounters on the roadside. But so what's the emergency? Miss Castillo wants to know.
I don't know how fast I was going, but I can tell you this. I'm on the way to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I was speeding.
By the way, how awesome is that?
What?
I don't believe I was speeding. How many times have people behind the wheel said that to police officers and it never gets believed?
Oh,
he
wow.
didn't believe he was speeding. She said he was going 90. How
no.
could he not believe he was speeding?
The thing that I've always been told is don't admit to speeding.
Mm-mm.
Just
mm-hmm.
say I'm not sure how fast I was going
right.
or I was keeping up with traffic, but never say I was going whatever miles per hour. Because when she said 80, she's breaking the law and she could get a ticket for
right.
that.
Right.
So,
but like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. I just saw you now when you pulled over next to me, which is why I pulled over here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had some kind of emergency or anything. Everything fine?
No, everything's fine. Yeah, it's your speeding.
Okay, well, I apologize, and I'll be sure to slow down then.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did she write him a ticket?
Right.
I don't think she
did. I don't have a
right
ticket book, but I have a napkin, and I'm going
to
write you down, sir.
I will
wow.
try to slow down.
What?
So then the officer goes on to, you need anything else? You need my, you know, my name or my badge number? She's like, nope, just be careful. So there you go. They end up, they parted as friends. So a happy conclusion to the story. But
you got to hand it to that officer.
Yeah, he handled it very well.
Wow.
He really did.
Why? Wow, that's insane. I guess he was thinking in his mind, if she's videotaping this,
yeah.
then, and my people know there's no crime being committed or there's no reason for me to be speeding.
Right.
Wow.
The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Juan Perez, released a statement saying, we take all complaints seriously. In this case, the officer's chain of command will investigate the matter and take the appropriate course of action. But there's no word on whether there was any action. Not that there needs to be, but I thought it was interesting and funny that she had it on video.
Although the next time a police car drives by her with lights on and stuff, she's going to full-on just tail
yeah.
people and try and pull every one of them over after that success. That should go over well. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Now, your goal, Kevin, your one New Year's resolution this year, if I recall correctly, was to not have the number one moment with for the year 2016.
Yeah, I need to not shoot too high. I know I'm going to be on it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll
usually you're 6, 7, 8 spots in the top 10, which you're used to, but you just don't want to be the top at the top of the heap, right?
Yeah, I'd like at the end of 2016, I will have 2 through 10. I'm all right
okay.
with that.
But not one.
I just want somebody else for once to take the title.
Okay.
Well, I am on fire in 2016.
You are
I think this has been my best year. Do we have 2 new Bean moments with today?
Yes, we have this one, which is
right.
not going to be number one, unfortunately, but it's beautiful.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Oh, you got to get those Chick-fil-A when they come right off the burger, man.
That was a moment with Bean.
Does now, the Chick-fil-A come right off the burger?
I don't think so.
I think I was going for burner. I think that's what I meant.
Ah.
And it's not even called a burner, the thing that you cook
no.
chicken sandwiches on anyway. So none of that makes sense. So
yeah.
that is poor. All right. And, what's my other contribution to the...
And now, a moment with Bean.
Welcome to a Thursday morning here on K-Rock. Kevin, I understand you're going to introduce him to some new friends here, right?
Whatever you just said, yes.
That was a moment with Bean.
Moment today. Well done,
yes.
Bean. Come on,
oh,
strong.
No. This is a colossal disaster.
Coming yes. on strong.
Certainly is.
All I right. would like for you to have that title. I do not want it.
Let's see if Allie can add to the moments with list as she fills in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday. Don't forget, keep listening for Coldplay tickets in about 5 minutes.
Well, told you last hour about a few different pilots that are set to be ordered, and we didn't agree on all of them. The Dr. Phil early years pilot, we all said no thank you. Cruel Intentions pilot, I'm in.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm in for that. MacGyver pilot, Bean thinks it's a little more of a joke.
I wouldn't mind it, but
I think it's
never
a little too late to bring back MacGyver.
Okay.
But I never watched MacGyver.
Really?
So, yeah, so I don't know. I think I might be interested in that.
Okay, good. Well, can I interest you in a TV series based on Liam Neeson's Taken movies?
A TV series. So somebody each week takes one of his family members?
Yes. That would be really exciting. No, Dateline is reporting that NBC will do a pilot for the series, which will be a prequel. So the lead character will be Liam as a young man before he has a wife and kids. We're going to find out how he developed
that very specific
set of skills.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
How great is he?
I love everything about
Everything about him.
Everything.
And he's one of those guys who became an action star at like 60 years old, right?
Yeah.
Like just out of the blue.
Not
like
60, but yeah.
I don't think 60, but
how old do you think
career?
He is? No, he's got to be close to that.
I think he started his action
40s.
Career maybe in his 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, that's really late to start an action career.
Yeah. For sure. I love him
he
so
is 63
much.
Now, Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Mm. Still, see, I feel like he could kick anyone's ass he comes across.
Yeah.
I still would. Miley Cyrus is joining NBC's The Voice. The Hollywood Reporter says she'll be an advisor for the upcoming season, but she didn't say what team she will be advising for. And in typical Miley fashion, she made the announcement by tweeting out a photo yesterday of her licking the button on Christina Aguilera's big red chair. That sounds like code, but it's just the chair that spins around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she really is trying to shock everybody by doing stuff that we've all seen before, so it's not shocking.
Yeah.
I don't know. It bores me.
You're so above it.
No.
You say that, Kevin, because you forget what a phenomenal musical talent she is.
Oh, Wrecking Ball, sure.
Yeah.
Great she was on that
time. Is that a flute or a recorder?
That's her playing
that
the recorder.
Playing?
Yeah, playing the recorder.
Oh, she is talented.
Right? So if they have somebody that's playing the recorder on this show, coach.
A lot of people say they really, truly don't care what people think, but I actually really kind of don't.
See?
See?
She's outrageous, you guys.
I got it.
She doesn't care what you think.
Okay.
All right.
Let's critical.
Hey, Bean, what were you up to yesterday around 4:30 p.m.?
If you're going to try to place me on Taylor Swift's driveway, it was not me.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Are
I am
you
not
trying
the suspicious
to place him on Taylor Swift's
I'm not a suspicious man who was arrested. No.
Ah.
Well.
But thank you for thinking of me.
No problem.
What's the story?
Taylor Swift
uh-huh.
may have had an unwanted visitor
yes.
yesterday. Police briefly held a man outside of her L.A. home after neighbors complained about an individual lurking in the area.
Was it Bean?
I was out of there by 2:30, by the way.
Okay.
This definitely was not me.
I've
got the 11:30 to 2:30 shift. This guy comes after me from 2:30 to 5:30.
Such a creep. It's unknown whether Swift was in her home at the time of the incident, but the guy was taken to a local police station, not charged with the crime, and later released just in time to get back to Seattle to do the show.
I just wanted to listen to Taylor Swift alone.
Was it Bean?
Bean.
Seriously.
Was it
told
you?
I told you.
Yeah,
I
know.
Early shift, not
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not joke early shift.
Clean.
Get it.
Was it you?
Was it you?
Was it me?
All right.
But did you do it?
Were you the person in the driveway?
It wasn't me.
Did you get arrested?
No.
Sent home later?
Nope.
Questioned?
Nope.
Apprehended?
Lurking.
Were you lurking?
Unrelated to the
Were
story.
You lurking?
I wasn't lurking.
Could have been lurking.
Always lurking.
Right?
Lurking right now. Politicians.
Right?
They
right?
promise some dumb stuff. Right? Like no new taxes, health care for everyone, you know.
Free college.
Crazy
Free college.
Stuff like that. Well, Ohio Governor John Kasich might have just promised the dumbest thing ever.
All right.
If you vote for him and he is to become president, he is guaranteeing that when he becomes president, he's going to get Pink Floyd to reunite and play a couple of songs.
Yeah!
What? What is that?
I thought we were past that stage of crazies. How does he...
Yeah, you're right. Like, those guys have all dropped out by
yes.
now. How does he think he can force a band to perform together again?
I don't know, but if he can, would it be worth it?
I mean, I'd be in. Absolutely.
You'd vote for John Kasich just to get Pink Floyd back together.
I'd need more of a tour. I'd need, like, a The Wall tour with
no.
David Gilmour and
couple songs,
and
that's
Roger
it.
Waters.
That's all he's
no,
promising.
No.
This is like... It's like Donald Trump who says he's going to make Apple build phones in America. I mean, because you're the president, you can't just order people to do stuff. You
sit down.
That's out of your purview. You're running the government. You're not running private enterprise.
It's just
sounds
so
cool,
bizarre.
Though.
Like, everyone's trying to get the evangelical vote. That different votes from
but
different segments of society.
Who has the Pink Floyd vote?
Who has
right?
the Pink Floyd vote? That's what he's going after.
It's all a right. sizable
that,
group.
It is insane, and I appreciate it so much. All of these stars were born on today, February the 4th. We have got singer Gavin DeGraw, 39. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 41. Guitarist for The Offspring. We know him from Worse Than Noodles. He is... I will not talk over that.
That's not
amazing
true because
riff.
I'm choosing to play it when you're talking.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
He is 53 years.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Actor Rob Corddry is 45. Singer Alice Cooper is 68. And boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya is 43.
In for Ralph Garman on the show, Bisbee, I'm Ally McKay. Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to our Coldplay winner, Alessandra Crescendo from Burbank. Won tickets to see Coldplay August 20th at the Rose Bowl and gets on that standby boarding list for a trip to see Coldplay in Rio de Janeiro.
That's going to be a great show. Both of them will be great shows. In fact, August 20th and 21st at the Rose Bowl goes on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. if you want to see Coldplay. And they'll be playing this weekend at the Super Bowl on CBS. We are always thrilled to welcome our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky back to the program. He is a very busy man, as you know, with his own shows on KABC in the afternoons, HLN at night, Monday through Thursday at 6, and, of course, on Loveline with Mike Catherwood. How are you, Doctor?
I'm good. You're thrilled, huh?
We're thrilled. Well, you know, it's so funny because we have you on every week, and every single week there is something going on in the news or in medicine or having to do with health that we are so grateful to have an expert that we can bounce questions off of. So
okay.
Thank you in advance for coming on.
And usually it's something to do with predicting the end of the world, so let's have at it.
Sometimes.
All right. Why are you so jealous that a doctor has cured AIDS and is getting all the attention right now, and you're just acting like a little spoiled child because you didn't invent a cure for AIDS?
You know, I'm so embarrassed that you called me out like that. You're so right. I should really correct my behavior.
Because you've been bad-mouthing this guy.
No, I've really not been bad-mouthing. I've just been sort of expressing concern and wonderment.
Okay.
Here are some of my concerns.
All right. Tell people the story first about Charlie Sheen.
All right. Well, the story is Charlie Sheen heard about some doctor down in Mexico who would create some magical serum, Sera, I think he calls it, that could cure AIDS. Now, the whole idea of curing AIDS is, I don't want to get to the weeds of it, but it's essentially impossible unless you can figure out a way to get into the DNA of every cell where that virus hides and literally clip the DNA of the virus out because it stays there permanently. We can suppress the life cycle and people can live a normal life for decades because the virus is never reproduced, never does its damage, but you can't cure it. You can't get it out of the DNA.
Right. That was our attitude before the doctor in Mexico.
The doctor who noticed that there was some community that drank goat milk, goats with arthritis, with a CAEV virus, and he thought, oh, they're drinking the goat milk, and that's why they have remissions of their arthritis and certain immune diseases. I'm going to give this to all my patients, and it's going to cure everything. Well,
sounds very reasonable.
I'll tell you what is reasonable, and I actually admire about this guy. There's something I admire about him, which he had a theory which was really quite interesting. He said, you know, there's such a thing as spontaneous remission of cancer, of infections, of certain autoimmune diseases.
Right.
People with bad illnesses just wake up one day and they suddenly are better. And he said, I want to gather all those people and study them and figure out what that was. Great idea. Then okay. He went into orbit. and the orbit was primarily because he doesn't really have a sort of sophisticated scientific understanding. And here's my other concern, which is this is the acid test of every magical special cure out there. If you are a practitioner with a special cure that has special powers, and you don't publish it in a peer-reviewed journal, what is the ethics of withholding a cure from your peers and all the other millions of people out around the world that could be benefited? What kind of asshole holds back on a cure that could benefit millions of people, refuses to publish their magical treatment because their magical treatment doesn't work? And so the point is, hey, if you have a cure, share it. God, by all means, if you have something that really works, share it, publish it, bring it, let's do it. But they won't, because it won't stand up to scientific scrutiny.
Okay, that's a fair point. Now, did Charlie Sheen go down to Mexico and try some of this goat's milk? And did it have any effect on him positively or negatively with his HIV status?
He tried this stuff, and the doctor took Charlie's blood and injected it into himself because he felt, the doctor himself, I've been vaccinated, therefore I won't get Charlie's HIV. So I'm so confident, Charlie, I'm going to take your blood and inject it into myself. Now, that whole paradigm of injecting Charlie's blood, guess what? No one will get HIV from Charlie's blood when he's on antiviral treatment and not creating any circulating virus. There's no virus there to infect. And the doctor knew enough to know that.
It was perfectly safe for him. It looks like a dramatic gesture, but it was perfectly safe for him.
Safe, reasonably safe, certainly from the standpoint of HIV, because Charlie wasn't circulating HIV because he was on effective treatment. So he stopped his treatment, and guess what happened? His HIV came back after his magic serum. Oops, there's one case that didn't work. Don't understand. Let's figure out why it didn't work.
Dr. Drew, you spend a lot of time in the media and commenting on the media. Was it frustrating for you to see how much attention this story got?
It's always frustrating to me when people sort of don't understand science and how it's done, and when they have paranoias and sort of conspiracy theories.
Same.
Everybody in my profession wants to help their patients. We don't withhold stuff. If somebody's got something, we share it because it works. We don't withhold it. And that's just the basic principle of what we do as physicians. So the whole idea of having something special, and it does drive me crazy, two things, is that, you know, I see all the time special people getting special care, and that's always bad. The standard of care is a standard because it's good. It's the best. We all have access to it. But when somebody goes, oh, I know something special and magical because I'm Charlie Sheen or I'm fill-in-the-blank celebrity, you know they're going to get – I'm Michael Jackson, for instance. You know they're going to get substandard care.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
I was deep in the AIDS epidemic treating patients back in the 80s and 90s, and I had to live through horrific, like insanely inaccurate publications all the time that made patients paranoid, scared to get treatment, distorted their view of things. And it actively killed people. It actively killed thousands of people, and there's no one who comes out and says, you know, even I'm, forget, held accountable, just, I'm sorry, that was wrong. I shouldn't have said that those treatments aren't, you shouldn't trust your doctors.
So if you've got a serious disease, an HIV or a cancer or something like that, stay on the reservation, stay with traditional medicine that's been proven to work. Don't get crazy.
Not necessarily, but work with people that are scientists. And you can really assess your risk of whatever treatments you choose. Don't go it alone. You're not a clinician. You're not a scientist. And guess what? Even clinicians like myself, when I had prostate cancer, I found the best person to treat it. I said, do what you do. I don't ask questions. I know enough not to have to ask questions, but I don't second guess what he did or she did. Just have them do it.
Okay, let me ask one more question on this, Dr. Drew. Maybe this is a bigger issue, but is part of the appeal of a story like this that we feel that America sometimes is slow to approve medicines or procedures that are approved in other countries that have had some success? And that's why we see stories about athletes who fly to Germany to get something to help them get back on the basketball court or something like that, because they can't get the surgery legally in America.
Absolutely. We are slow. The FDA process is unbelievably expensive. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars. But A, because of that, the slow, deliberative way we proceed, you know it's going to be the best and the safest. As some of my attorney friends tell me, as I was complaining about how cumbersome the laws are, they said thank you because they made it safe. But yes, there are things that, you know, that may be on the cutting edge. But guess what? We know here stateside what those things are. We look for them to be approved with great anticipation, and we would encourage our patients to go get access to them because we don't quite have it yet. We're aware. We know.
So, Drew, okay, to be clear, should I keep all those arthritic goats or try and unload them?
Well, the doctor, I knew somebody was cultivating. And do they have one pupil bigger than the other? Is that the particular brand you're cultivating? And he's got a big knee down there, so you'll still have plenty of business.
Okay.
All right, here, Dr. Drew, along with Mike Catherwood in the afternoons on KABC and on Loveline, of course, here on K-Rock at Night. And don't miss Dr. Drew on HLN Money Through Thursday nights at 6. Great talk, Doc. We'll do it again next week.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:38.
I love Weezer so much.
You do.
Agree.
I'm just saying.
Right.
What do you think is up, Allie, right now? What's going on with Weezer Boy with all of his sad tweets about how he wishes Weezer were popular again and why isn't it cool anymore to like Weezer? Is he fishing for compliments or is he going through another one of his funks or what's happening with him?
No, I think he's just messing with people.
Oh, totally. You think he's just doing it to be funny?
Yeah. If you follow him on Twitter, he posts some of the most bizarre things that you've ever seen. Talks about being on Tinder, trolling for dudes.
I like
he's
it.
Just, he's very
is
funny.
Is he at Weezer Boy?
I believe he's at Weezer Boy, and you can swipe right for Rivers Cuomo.
Okay.
Not real sure. I think he's just messing around. I think he's a whack-a-doodle.
He's gone through phases in his life where I have felt like there have been existential crises where he's thought about not being a musician anymore.
Sure.
And that terrible period where he like didn't leave his apartment for 2 years, you know, that whole like there's been some weird stuff. And when I see him,
so
go,
you're
oh,
keeping an eye on him.
Well, I'm just a little concerned when he tweets, guys, remember when Weezer was popular? That was cool. It almost makes me feel like he worries about things a lot. You know what I mean? And I am concerned about him because I do think so much of him. So you think he's fine, though?
I do. And I also think the timing of that tweet was about 2 weeks before they announced their huge tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's aware that people still love Weezer and will always love Weezer.
Yeah.
I feel like he's also the type of guy who wouldn't care that much if people weren't.
At all.
Oh, I think he would. I think he very deeply wants to be loved.
Huh.
I do.
You have gone over the edge.
No, I'm
with
serious.
Your Rivers inquiries.
Bean has a lot of feelings.
I have Weezer feelings. I do.
Well, Rivers
I have
in Weezer. Particular.
Yeah, just... I do. I hope he's okay, and I'm going to take you at your word that he is.
All right, good.
I feel like maybe we need to talk to him, and maybe just maybe pacify Bean. Like we need to.
I don't know
let
that we
want
to
know that he's
open him up
okay.
to Bean's fears.
I would feel better about that if we could get Mr. Cuomo back on, because he's always been very generous with his time. He's come on quite a bit, and I always welcome a chance to
Rivers,
just check in on the boy.
If you're listening, we just want to know if you're okay.
And I'll swing by with a pot pie or something, if that'll help, you know, just to make sure he's eating and he's happy and he's comfortable, because that's what matters. All right, time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat now here on a Thursday. What's going on?
You're insane.
A pot pie.
A pot pie. Really? That's what you're swinging by with?
You always give terrible examples.
Everybody loves pot pies.
Every example you give is terrible.
Wait. Oh, now people don't love pot pies. What world are we living in where people don't love pot pies?
I just haven't thought of the word pot pie since 1958.
But how great does it sound now?
Yeah, I think he went with it. It's a comfort food.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's why he said it. But really.
But really.
Kevin, really.
That's what I'm
saying. Tell me a pot pie tonight. Does it sound like the bomb? Oh, you're impossible. You're just being difficult for the sake of being difficult.
Yep.
Who said the bomb?
long
that's
since
we
1994.
The last person to say it's the bomb was the person that used the word pot pie.
Oh, my God, I can't
but
feel
a pot pie is my job, you guys.
Stop it. You're just terrible. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Allie in for Ralph.
Oh, sweet Jesus. That is good. The Grammys.
Yes.
Monday, September.
Uh-huh.
It's February. I'm all out of whack. Monday, February 15th at 5 p.m.
Yes.
This is huge for us. We get to watch it live. I love that. But they have added some new names. We all knew Adele was going to perform. Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, Carrie Underwood, The Weeknd. But now we have some new people. Nominee Justin Bieber. He's going to be joined by fellow nominees Diplo and Skrillex. They're going to perform their Grammy-nominated hit, Where Are You Now?
I don't care about that song at all, but no. I appreciate that the Grammys are making a nod to the fact how popular EDM music is.
Absolutely. Something I'm really looking forward to, Album of the Year nominee Chris Stapleton. He's going to be joined on stage by Grammy winners Gary Clark Jr. and Bonnie Raitt. They're going to be
great.
Oh, this is phenomenal. Paying tribute to legendary blues artist B.B. King. And for Kevin, who loves Pitbull.
Do not give me Pitbull news.
You are getting Pitbull news in your face.
Ugh.
Nominee Pitbull is going to collaborate with Travis Barker.
Robin Thicke, come on.
And special guests in a, quote, unforgettable performance.
That's
can we talk
world,
to Travis?
Worldwide.
Pitbull is. He
yeah,
is,
he's
Kevin.
Mr. Worldwide, yeah.
I feel like
he's
if
terrible.
Somebody you love, like Travis Barker,
I love Travis Barker,
is going to collaborate with Pitbull, maybe you read Pitbull wrong.
No, I think Travis is cool enough that he would perform with anyone. I don't think he's as judgmental as I am.
Yeah.
But I'm right.
Maybe I feel like maybe he sees Pitbull in a different light.
It's possible, but yeah. Does he see Pitbull as terrible?
Like you do?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hmm. So still terrible.
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving
Fireball.
On. That song is great until him, right?
Right.
Catchy, everything else. Yep. Fireball.
Yep.
Shut
Pitbull
up.
Pitbull ruins all of his songs.
He ruins them by whatever he does, singing or rapping or whatever it is.
It is not the bomb.
It's not the bomb.
All right.
It's not pot pie.
Got it. Well, speaking of the Grammy Awards, they are going to visit Broadway this year. The Recording Academy says that during the live telecast on February 15th from the Staples Center in L.A., they are going to go to the Richard Rodgers Theater for the opening number of the musical Hamilton. How cool is that?
It's a great idea because obviously the show is a sensation and the album is a huge hit.
Yes.
And the Grammys should recognize that. I love that.
Yes, it's up for the original cast recording, up for Best Musical Theater Album. But Monday is usually a dark night on Broadway, so they are actually coming in to do the special and having a studio audience, if you will, brought in just for that. I think that's fantastic. I am in. Well done, Grammys. Hosted by who? Why do I keep
that's
asking
Bean's
for
impression
it?
Of LL Cool J because he seems to lick his lips a lot, but not like that.
Not
He's
like that.
Never done it
never
like that.
To that
You're
extreme.
Like a lizard man.
Just great.
Make some noise.
All right. We remember the story of Blac Chyna getting a little too wasted in Austin. She was on her way to London, had to stop over in Austin, got wasted, arrested, not good. Her boyfriend, Rob Kardashian, then drove his Bentley to Austin to pick her up. None of it made sense. But now, Blac Chyna is woman enough to admit that she was seriously overserved. At
wow.
the Austin International Airport. So she womaned up, said, I was drunk, I drank too much. However, she will not fess up to using illegal drugs. Sources tell TMZ.com that she has no idea how two ecstasy tablets found their way into her sunglass case.
That happens all the time
and
to me, too.
And she didn't pack her own bag. And you would think, okay, leave it there. She doesn't know how it got there.
Right.
No. Blac Chyna claims the hippest way to use the drug is powder form. She wouldn't even know how to find it any other way. Blac Chyna just
know how to find it.
Those can't be
way.
My drugs. I don't take them like that.
Yes, I crush them. I sniff it up. Don't Blac Chyna. No.
You don't think she's helping herself?
I don't think so. I don't.
CBS is bringing back a bunch of stars for the 200th episode of The Big Bang Theory coming up on February 25th. The show will include appearances from Good Wife star Christine Baranski as Leonard's mother, the talk host Sarah Gilbert as Leslie Winkle, and Will Wheaton returning as himself. I'm sorry, returning as himself. And for the first time, Batman star Adam West.
All right.
All right. So that show, the 200th episode, will be airing on CBS coming up on February 25th. And Kevin,
CBS,
I know...
CBS cares.
They do. They so much.
They do.
So much. You are so excited.
And it's not another Pitbull story, is it?
Nope. Right. This is actually something you love.
Right.
No surprise, there's now a 9th and 10th film planned for the Fast and Furious series. The last one, Furious 7, you know, pretty big success. Worldwide grosses topping $1.5 billion.
I had no idea it was that
huge.
No
idea.
It was huge, but...
On the cast, are they going to have to kill off to make the next one as popular?
Oh, that is hurtful.
I think that's how they got it. I don't think that's
how it hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think that helped.
Wow. Yesterday, Vin Diesel used his Instagram account to announce that there will be a 9th and 10th film coming in 2019 and 2021.
Oh, let me mark that on my calendar.
But no word on the plot lines. Because are there?
Because why start now?
Here are the plot lines. Cars drive fast.
Uh-huh. But where?
That's it.
Where will they drive fast?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I mean...
I don't think there's anywhere left that they haven't gone, but who knows?
Volcano.
Oh!
Right?
I don't think that was necessary.
Yeah.
Oh! All of these stars were born on today, February the 4th. Singer Alice Cooper, 68. Actor Rob Corddry is 45. Boxing... Okay. Stop. Boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya is 43. Singer...
Oh, dear.
Hate you so much. Singer Natalie Imbruglia is 41. Singer Gavin DeGraw is 39. Guitarist for Worst Thumb, and you might know him also from The Offspring, Noodles. is 53 today. And comedian actor Hannibal Buress is 33.
In for Ralph Garman, I'm Allie McAy. And then you hold up your thumbs like, upon A on the Showbiz Beat. Sit on it, Potsy.
Potsy loved pot pies.
And I'm sure he did. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, we've got your Coldplay tickets. We've got your Bottle Rock Napa Valley Music Festival tickets. We have the movie beat because it's Friday. And we have RJ Bell talking about how to bet on Super Bowl 50. And some in-studio music from the Lumineers.
Ah.
Tomorrow on All-New Kevin and Bean Show.